Alrighty, here's your audio boo for Thursday. Beautiful, cool day in Central Florida. Alright, anyways, the topic of the moment is, should congressmen and senators and that sort of business carry guns in the carrying out their duties on Capitol Hill inside the House chambers? That's a really interesting thing. Have you ever been there in the last, year? You can't walk into the people's house. Essentially, it's the people's house, the Congress or the Senate. You can't just simply stroll in. Now, there was a time when you could. You could just walk right in, step in the gallery, and observe what was going on. No more. Now you need a ticket. Now you have to have like a permission slip, and you got to take everything out of your pockets, I mean everything, and then even after you go through that, you got to go through metal detectors. I mean, it is simply absurd, and then you have to wait in line to sit and watch your congressmen or senators debate and do everything. So, who are they carrying these guns to protect themselves from? Since there is so much security, it just seems ridiculous. It really does. In their day-to-day life, I think that it's not a big deal. You want to carry a gun? Get yourself a concealed weapons permit. I don't see where it should be any different or special, you know? let's face it. People are human beings, and anybody can snap. So I'm not so convinced that giving a congressman or senator a gun is going to make things better. How many rounds do they need? You know, if you're a senator, are you going to carry 100 rounds with you at all times? I mean, come on, it's ridiculous. And is it a Republican or a Democrat thing? I don't really see that either. Even though it people are making it out to be. But trust me, I'm sure there's some blue dog Democrats that can shoot a gun just as good as any Republican dude. So, all right. Well, there is my thoughts on the subject. I think it's just rather lame. Just another lame thing. Get yourself better bodyguards. All right. Talk to you later. Bye.